A new study by the Wisconsin Advertising Project shows that Obama ran 6,000 ads in the 2 weeks prior to the state's primary. University of Wisconsin political science professor Ken Goldstein heads up the advertising project. He says not only did Obama outspend Clinton 5-1, he spent roughly twice as much as Clinton and Republicans John McCain and Mike Huckabee combined.
The advantage that Barack Obama had was very significant. In competitive election races, you usually don't see one-sided flows of information like we saw in this race.
Goldstein says it's tough to say what kind of an advantage that gave Obama in terms of votes.
But speaking like a political scientist for a second, like a geek for a second, we know advertising is going to matter when there's when one side has an advantage over the other and when people don't know a lot about a particular candidate.
And that was the case with Obama. While the Illinois senator had received national attention prior to the primary, Goldstein says Wisconsin voters were still getting to know him. By advertising heavy and early, he could help define himself. Goldstein says Clinton's ads focused on Obama's refusal to debate in Wisconsin and tried to paint him as not liberal enough, instead of trying to highlight Obama's lack of experience.
Listen, I try not to comment on the quality of an ad, but it did seem a bit odd to me.
One other note from the study, Obama's Wisconsin ads mentioned the word change more than 1,800 times. Clinton's ads never mentioned it once. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.